morning.
Peace and blessings and manifestations and love and motherfucking light, bitches. We're back at it again. A new episode of Raw and Unfiltered, the podcast. I'm so proud of us, bitch. My auntie go.
What is wrong with you?
That's how my auntie cry, y'all. We've been consistent.
I mean, yeah.
This is the first episode of June.
Already.
How y'all like the last two episodes?
I know that's loud.
How y'all like the last two episodes? How y'all feeling?
Thank you.
You know? Are you screaming free Tory? Free Chris, you know?
Well, I hope not.
You know who you need to free? Yourself from them demons.
Wait, so they did let him go, though.
Who? Chris?
Yeah. Let him go.
What's Chris Brown right now?
I think it is Christopher, like Christopher Maurice Brown.
It is Christopher.
Mm-hmm. CMB.
CMB.
Christopher Maurice Brown. Mm-hmm. They let him go. So I know folks are excited because they paid their money. And you know, I guess the old people do support him because they want him to, do a Michael Jackson tribute.
Yeah, they do. But the great question will be, who else is going to do it?
Yes. And I mean, I'm with them when they're right. Because it can only be him. Dancing-wise, I'm not singing. Dancing-wise, it can only be him. However, I don't like the notion of, oh, you see how they tried to keep another black man down.
It's always trying to keep a black man down.
Bitch, he out here busting motherfuckers upside the fucking noggin.
What a fucking...
With a
1942 bottle?
With a bop. Let me tell you something. If you have never been hit or hit someone with a bottle, I don't think you realize the kind of danger someone is in.
That's a concussion.
Literally.
If you hit him in the right spot, you can kill him.
Yes. Heavy on a concussion, though, especially if you don't break the bottle, so they just got whopped with it. Like, no. He deserved to be locked. He did. Lonnie Love with your wide back ass.
Bitch, you just made me think about something. So motherfucking goddamn Lene, the girl that does parking lot pimping on Fridays. I'ma keep it black, but I'ma keep it brief.
I don't know who that is.
Wow. You should give her a go. She went to the Breakfast Club the other day and just motherfucking hilarious.
Oh, okay. I don't know the girl, but I know the situation. Okay, I'm following.
Just motherfucking hilarious came out of her mouth. Off topic, you know, women are the only people that can have babies. Girl, why you always gotta bring something up like that? Yeah, I like how she checked it.
Jess hilarious. I do too, but Jess needs somebody who's going to stoop to her level professionally, but really give her the time to stoop to her level and ask her why she's so motherfucking ignorant. The saying that transphobia will always have a lasting effect on black women itself is very true, because Jess has very strong features, not strong black features. She has strong male-like features.
She's like her daddy.
Exactly. And it does not help her that she is dark-skinned, and so we already assert masculinity with being dark skinned, but her features, her bone structure is that of a male. Her body, before she got it done, was that of a male, that of a 6-year-old boy. I think Jess's biggest problem is is that her last baby daddy was fucking with a trans girl and she found out. I think that's her overall issue. Now, while she's not wrong that yes, only women can have babies. Only biological uterus born women can have babies. But see, the thing with that is that not every woman with a uterus can have a baby. And so does that then make her not a woman? Does that then make her not female? No. It just doesn't. And I think by her like always trying to push that, like, for one, what does it matter?
It doesn't.
What does it matter? Because what's even more embarrassing is that yes, you have the puss and you have the ability to push out them babies, but that don't make not nan dick you suck stay with you. And it must really sting that the last dick you thought you was in love with went over there to them titties at the top and that dick at the bottom.
Dang, we need a camera. Facial expressions.
Now that, I think that's what stings
her. That has to be her problem.
That is what stings her. But she needs somebody like moi to really stoop down to her level, because she really, what is your problem? Like, really, what's your problem?
And her issue is with the trans woman. It's not with the trans man. It's with the trans woman.
I mean, but in turn, it is with trans women, because when you still make the statement of saying only natural born women can have babies, you are going against that of a trans man, because that means you will refuse to refer to them as a man because they have a uterus and they have kids.
I see that.
So it's that, but like we know that she's talking to trans women. Like,
yeah,
her
we
target
know. Is trans women.
It's trans women.
Because like she said, gender is a social construct.
It is. Everything about it. Being a woman in itself is a social construct. How a woman, how a lady, hello.
Hello. This is why we need the camera.
How a lady acts in the home, out in public, wherever. How a lady is cultivated is a social construct. But being a female, that's why I dislike when people say, oh, you know, females, plants. Can't be. I had to tell a bitch that at work, because she said, and I said, don't you? I said, baby, plants are female. She was like, no, they're not.
You learned that in
hello.
You learned science.
Hello, this dummy bitch was fresh out of high school. I said, who? See what they taught you? Nothing. Plants can be male and female. Animals, male and female. They can never be a man or woman. Why? Because that is personhood. That is specific to being a living or dead human being. Your cat is not a woman. Your dog, your gerbil, it's not a man. It is biologically male or female, but it is not man or woman. That is not a thing. Only we have rights to those things because of certain characteristics of how one carries themselves. Yeah. But when we talk about being a lady or a man, that's societal. That's literally blue and pink.
You know, I don't understand. They'll have this conversation of how I want to say it. You ever heard? I feel like a woman can say, or like, just if they say this, like this thing, this phrase you hear around Father's Day, when there's a single mother, I'm the mother and the father.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that before?
Yeah, my mama say it.
How would that go if a man goes, I'm the mother and the father too, if he's a single dad?
It would go the same way.
Because I don't think it would go over it, like it, with other people though. With us, you maybe.
I mean, it would. I mean, the whole women saying I'm the mother and father, that doesn't go over well either with people. People have an issue with that. It's like, no, you're the mom 24/7. I think what we're missing is that person has to do a little bit more in teaching.
Correct.
Because we do live in a society that says, well, only a man can teach a man how to be a man. And a man can teach you certain things about being a man, but clearly they teach the motherfuckers wrong because the society ain't got it yet.
Oh,
who
yeah,
actual man abuses. Is. Right. But in more ways than one.
Shout out to Insomnia.
But most men don't know how to raise men to be men. Why? Because at the end of the day, when it comes to raising up a child, that child at the end of the day has the choice and the right to grow up and do whatever they see fit. So you can teach somebody whatever. Even being a girl, there are certain things, yes, a man can't teach a girl, and certain things a woman can't teach a man. But it gets very gray area in those. Like, of course, a man can't teach a little girl what it's like to put a tampon in. Of course.
Of course not. Call the auntie.
Of course. But it's like things like that. But if we are being fair, that really only goes one way. Because a woman can teach a little boy
how to aim. Put your girl in the toilet.
How he should, I don't know, roll the condom down it. You don't even have to do that on that person. You just get a cucumber or a pickle, roll it straight down. Banana, roll it straight down. Like, when my mom discussed the birds and the bees, baby, she got a hot dog.
Oh.
She took a frozen hot dog. Bitch, I was sick because leave me alone. First of all, we were too late in the game for this. I was literally sexually active like 4 years prior already.
So your mama listened to this.
She was... I think we've talked about this. I think me and her have talked about
this. Okay,
great. I'll find out when she says something else about it. I will. But she got a frozen hot dog and a jar of Vaseline.
Creative.
Very.
Everybody's so creative.
Very. And it was very much so like a, you know, if it don't fit, don't force it. If you grease it, it'll make it easy. You know, very little
rituals. Your demonstration was better than my mom's at church.
I beg your pardon.
And it took a candlestick.
Jesus.
And a Germex bottle.
Oh.
It's it.
Wait a minute.
Right. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with
it? What the Germex was for?
That was the hole.
You know where my mind went? Because, bitch, if you put Germex on a cut, or well, open something, it's gonna burn. So I thought they were using it.
Wow.
Cause this is what'll happen if you go doing it before marriage. Now that's how you preach a message. When they had y'all in there terrified.
Bitch, did you hear that whistle now? Oh. Why can't I do that regularly?
Practice. But I think I don't take issue with it. I do. The only way I take issue with that phrase, you know, I'm the mother and the father, I'm father mother, if they do have an active parent, mm-hmm. and you're trying to take that away from that parent, like, then yeah, you just want to be an issue. That's what that is. But I wish my mother had Father's Day every Father's Day, because that lady stood in the forefront mm-hmm. at all times. That is my only parental parent. Do I have a father? Absolutely. But my father did not raise me, and he was not far. We lived in the same city for 12 years. He was not far. So when it came to who taught me how to cut grass, my fucking mother taught me how to cut grass. My mother taught me how to trim hedges. My mother taught me how to shoot a gun. My mother taught me how to change a tire. My mother walked me through what it's like to change oil. And then she said, and see, this is why we don't get ISIS down here, because there's a man somewhere who can be paid or who will do it for you. Amen. She ate that.
She kind of,
because I'm not getting
that. She kind of walked with
that.
Walk down the street with like, it. You know, paying for convenience is lovely.
Amen. Huh.
So we have jobs. Amen. Where we can do that.
Amen. Like, my mom taught me how to, like, keep tools in the house so you can put together your furniture.
So you can put together.
Like, so, yes, I don't have a, I stand on the forefront.
I never had an issue with it.
With Excalibur.
I'm screaming. I've never had an issue with it. I just feel like if it wouldn't go, well, it don't go over right with a lot of people anywhere, like you said, but it's just,
I think because it's very rare that you find men anyway who are single dads. And even when you do, they have a lot of help. Single fathers get more assistance from family.
They do have a lot of help.
Than women do.
They do have a lot of help.
Like, astronomical. Astronomical. Single fathers are not frowned upon. They are not looked down upon. It actually attracts bitches to them even more, which is just fucking weird. But I digress.
Y'all like parents? Y'all like playing stepdaddy, stepmama?
No.
Some people do. I like the gays who be looking for dudes who got kids so they can play with them children and play stepmama. Oh, I gotta go check on my child. Bitch, that's not your child.
I'm not calling nobody child. Who am I? I'm not sure. I'm not doing that.
That's fucking crazy.
I'm not doing that.
And why are you? Anyhow.
I'm not doing that. Now, have I bought a gift? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my ex, he was so mad because I bought his son some $400 shades. He was so goddamn mad.
Why would you do that?
He was so mad. It was a Christmas gift.
I really did.
It was a Christmas gift. I'm a great gift giver. But you seem like I'm a great gift giver. Mm-hmm. I'm a great gift giver. Like, today wonderful. Was on this. I have. We just already ordered. I just hope I got in the right color.
Bitch, how did you get a hold to that motherfucking goddamn?
Bitch, I was on the phone with you and you made it. Or did you see me? I don't know.
I'm going to post my Amazon wish list on the page. You know, be nice. Generous.
I know, that's right. Yeah. I know, that's right. But yeah, I'm having fun on the shades. That man literally said when he opened them, his son was so happy. He said, if I would have known what was in that motherfucking box, he'd have never got them.
Damn.
I said, his initials on them. He said, huh. And that's why his initials are my initials. I said, oh. He's a smart cookie. He's a smart cookie.
You know.
But I don't have no issue with that. I don't think no.
Just stop. Stop.
Do I think that people should probably stick their own holiday? Yes, because that is why we have them. And so you get your special day. Allow the other person to have theirs. If they're an active parent, allow them to have theirs. That's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's no problem. Hell, me and mom, we don't even celebrate them holidays. Because mom, I'm tell you real quick, I'm a mother every fucking day.
A mother?
Every day.
My mama only wants gifts on her birthday and Mother's Day.
My mom don't even care. I'm a mother every day. She'll tell you, it's Christmas every day for me. Oh, fuck. It's Christmas every day. Every time I see him, it's Christmas.
Amen.
My mom do not. When I say she don't even be worried, she do. I think the only time she be like looking like for a gift itself, like exactly, it's like maybe her birthday. Maybe her birthday. And even then, she just won't. She don't even want a gift. She looking for a fucking meal.
I know, that's right.
I want you to cook this right here. This right. This is what I want you to fix me.
That's, I know that's right.
That's all she looking for.
I love a little man. Yeah, you cool too. Damn, I wish she was here for my goddamn. Oh, I wish she was here today. Because I would have texted you, sister, can you cook?
Bitch, I had almost changed my flight. Because I was thinking about that. So I can get back. If I can leave Friday, I can get back Saturday. So I can cook a good meal for Sunday. And it'll be my bitch birthday. Get him a good meal. Mm-hmm. It's okay. This Sunday I have a meal. Mm-hmm. Start
yeah,
cooking.
Mama, you shot.
I think I might do a roast. Mm-hmm. Probably a little roast, some potatoes, a little carrot, a little bell pepper, a little cornbread, a little piece of kibosh.
I'm going to eat good for the week. I'm trying to put that in the Tupperware, take that on the truck. Mm-hmm. Money long.
Yeah, you gone. Get gone. Mm-hmm.
So Money Long posted on her talk of tick that, you know, her biggest bullies about her
personality.
Her personality came from black women. Now, I can say as a person who has watched Money Long's lives, they be dragging that bitch in the comments. That I mean, they be get on maka mika maka mook pop 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 bitch. You know, and I'm never gonna deny someone's experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both of us can. She fucked up when she went to. Oh, but my biggest demographic of people who listen to me anyway is in Brazil. Right. I don't need y'all.
Yes, I agree with that. I think again, I agree with you, not to invalidate her feelings, because her feelings are her feelings. I do think by it being social media that one has to be mindful, because everybody who's in your comments that are saying those things, they're not black people.
They're not black.
They're not. Like, being realistic, we know literally most of these publications and accounts on these social medias that say a lot of things, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, as though they speak and have pictures of black people, they are not black people.
They're bots.
And so you have to be careful of that. But when you make a statement that's just, it's always black women. It's just always black women. And then followed up with, they're not even my biggest demographic anyway. You play a dangerous game, because Lil Mumu only has two.
Lil who girl?
Mumu.
You know, just remind me of.
What?
So, we got another baby on the way in the family. My cousin Shara having a baby. And her mama talking about something. Oh, I'm not ready for this. She said, I already gonna told him what I want the baby to be called. Okay, call me. She said she want the baby to call her 43. No, how old two? Yeah, 43 or something like that.
What, when she turned 44?
He got it when he turned 43.
Oh.
Well, she. And I said, oh, okay. She said, y'all already don't tell everybody what I'm gonna call the baby. I said, Toot, what you gonna call the baby? Lil Wan Wan. That's why I thought about that.
I want her to go back to the drawing board that way.
She said Lil Wan Wan. She said when they go out to the graduation for Camille, Lil Wan Wan can't come.
But why Wan Wan?
I don't know.
I want her to go back to the drawing board.
She not.
Back at it. Let's choose a different name.
Lil Wan Wan.
Pookie was right there. No.
She was right there. About this baby
show. Oh my God. But Lil Mumu. Like, she got three good songs.
And I can only... I was Time Machine.
Oh.
That's the recent one she dropped.
I only know Hours and You Were Made For Me.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
That's all I know. See, two.
Oh, Ruined Me.
Don't know what that one is.
That was good.
But see, how many was that your name?
Four.
Right. She got a whole catalog. A whole catalog of how many albums? What, one or two?
Mm-hmm.
Right. My point exactly. You don't have the leisure in this point in history to say something like that, because each of those songs only blew up because of black women.
Oh, yeah.
Every like Hours, all of that. The when she was on, when she on Janae Aiko song? That Freak Nasty song. That Freak Nasty song. Hold on, y'all. No,
I ain't never heard money on none of my bitches' songs.
You sure she went on that song? What's that song?
And I love some Janae.
What's that song, Janisha?
You got Pussy Fairy.
Is that it? Yeah.
That's not Mooney Long.
Oh, well, shit. Never mind then. So, never mind. Moving on. So, yeah. If that ain't her, then yeah. That ain't her. Check on it.
Mm-mm.
Who that?
That's Pussy. You got Pussy Fairy, and then the other one is
I just know Coochie Fairy.
There's two, because the one starts Pussy Fairy off and it's with her sister.
Oh, that's why I thought it was her then. That's why. You know, they all look alike.
Wow.
See what happens when you get them biracials? They start looking alike. Goddamn. See, and them girls ain't even know. They ain't even no relation. I thought they were the same person. Crazy.
Wow. Pussy Fairy and what the fuck? What the fuck is that noise? And On the Way.
What's the girl name that's on there? Miley J?
My sister.
Damn. Okay. See what I mean? See the biracials? I'm gonna call law.
I saw some YNs walking on 2A the other day. Y'all, it fucked me up. It was like five of them.
I want us to get away from that too.
Some young niggas?
Yes.
What, some young niggas? My window was down. Tell me what's going on. We fuck with your shit, bro. Whoa. I'm used to hearing, that's a fire ride, bro.
That's crazy.
That's nice, dude.
I appreciate that, big dog. Fuck with me. Fuck with me.
That's what I said, though.
Don't even know your pump.
Yeah. Me think it be Diddy.
Oh, hell no.
Shut up. Y'all know y'all like booty hole. Anyway,
sucks. Mooney. But I, she got three good songs. Three good songs. And like we discussed, it's not to say those people aren't listening, but being that I just came from out of the country, and when those people listening to music, like, unless they speak good English, like, for real, they don't know what the fuck them people saying. They just playing songs because it's the people that's in the area that request those songs. Even if they translate the shit to their language, it's not going to sound the same.
It's not going to sound the same.
So for her to say, oh, my biggest listeners are in the Brazil, are you sure it's just not people that are there listening to it? Are you sure that it's that actual demographic of people? Because that matters. But to just plainly attack black women like that and just cast it off as, oh, I don't even need them, when no, you do. You need black women. There's not a genre of music that's black centered that does not benefit from that of black women.
Well, it's the contradiction in itself. Because I went to Google. The largest black population outside the U.S. is in Brazil. So, bitch, it still could be black women.
They're black.
And black people streaming your music.
They're black people. They are black women. Right. They're black women.
I forgot the slave trade happened down there pretty big, too, with black folks.
Yeah.
I be forgetting that.
It's Caribbean. Yeah, I remember the whole Caribbean.
Mm. I be forget. That's why they be looking like that.
Yeah. That's why I never make no sense. They mean no black. I'm a black. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
But they also, Brazil doesn't have that problem a lot. They actually do, like, yeah, we are. Afro-Latino, like we are that, like.
So then you contradicted yourself then. It's not even black.
Absolutely. But she sees it as, by them being Brazil, she's separating the blackness, which is, again, you gotta be careful with the biracials. Even though only one of her grandparents are whatever, and that's why she looks the way she do, you gotta be careful, because you want so bad to be able to separate the two, and these things are exactly like the fucking other. That's why she went and got that nose worked on.
Oh. Mm. You know what I just realized her name used to be? Priscilla.
Mm.
The same thing I named those cats.
Mm.
If y'all didn't know, Money Long, name used to be Priscilla something. If she was on the Terrell show, she wouldn't as Priscilla. I forgot about that.
Mm. I don't know. I get what she's saying about being treated weird. Being treated wrong because she's weird. I get that.
She wouldn't, you wouldn't be the first artist. Lizzo speaks out all the time, crying on the camera.
Right.
But Lizzo don't attack her demographic of listeners, though.
Because it's just wrong to attack any one demographic. It really is. Especially the only demographic that's rooting for you. I don't see Mooney Long on no white shows. I don't see her on no white artist shows. I ain't never heard of her being at the CMAs. I don't recall. So,
yeah.
I do recall being at BET. While it may not be black owned, it is catered to black people.
Yeah. Soul Train Awards.
Yeah. You did do a tribute to Mariah Carey. While Mariah Carey might be biracial, she only, her demographic, her catered to demographic is black women. Mariah Carey doesn't miss a beat telling you she's a nagger. She don't miss a beat.
Yeah, love Mariah. Y'all like Mariah? Y'all like Mariah.
I don't
know. Like a music.
We need to bring media training back. That's what we need to do.
Artist development, maybe?
Absolutely.
Back when our people used to be like, oh, how long have you been an artist? Well, I've been out for like a year, but I've been, you know, in development for like three. What?
They need to bring it back. And I think now in this day and age, people don't feel like they need it because we are the social media age. Like, we have...
But the only thing it takes is one post, one thing to say, and you gone.
Right.
Out of here.
Which is why... But it's like, knowing that is why you would think things like this wouldn't happen. because you know that. You know that it's just that easy. At the flip of a coin, it could be it.
I think a lot of people think it can't happen to them.
Oh, okay. Daniel Caesar. He thought it can't happen to him either. Okay. Now, was it colorism and him also being, you know, not the most attractive that helped out? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, great artists, wonderful artists, but not want that nigga to walk up on me at night.
It would scare the shit out of me.
Would not. Do you need some help? Oh, yes, if I need help.
That man is not attractive.
I haven't even seen him recently. But it's like stuff like that. And it also didn't help in this case that he did all that shit trying to jump in defense of a white girl. Crazy. Crazy. But you just don't do stuff. You just don't do stuff. And I want better for her.
We're just going to talk about artists for a second. Bitch, you know who career came and went, came just as fast as it went?
Bitch.
Huh?
Not we the same age.
Dang season?
Yes.
But you know who career came and went? He looked like somebody we know. Let me see that picture one more time. Yeah, he looks like somebody we know. I can't think about who it is, though. He looks just like somebody we know.
Who shit came with?
Steve Lacy.
I didn't know he had a career.
Because he was part of the internet.
Oh, but did he have a career?
Yeah.
He won't ever get one. He won't ever get no career. Wonderful singer. Wonderful singer.
Great writer.
Great writer. Yes, he is. What's going to always be the issue? When you get your ass on these people internet and say the shit that you say, i.e., because you are the fucking faggot. That's mistake number one, dummy. But you cannot get your ass on these folks' internet to my son. Yeah, I don't date black men because I see, you know, where I'm from on the West Coast niggas will always be weird. Always. You know, everybody you grew up with looks like you, and you know, I just see them as a brother, as a friend. And you use that as the excuse of why you don't date black men. Only to go out and date white and or Latino men, but basically white men. Mostly it's just white men who are off-brand characters of black women specifically. When they talk, they're only using AAVE. When they dress up, they look like somebody threw them out of a J-Lo video. So yeah, that career wasn't going no fucking where. It wasn't. He's been on the scene for over a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been for a minute.
Yeah. It didn't take him long to make those comments. He made that comment over a decade ago. And his career still ain't went nowhere. But you know what? I give him kudos.
He had that one song.
I give him kudos because he stuck to his guns. And I love that for you. I love that for you. Stick to your guns. You don't want to date black men? Absolutely. You ain't got to. You got to. Well, we also know your career. Because if you love them so much and they treat you so well, well, why they not boosting your career? Like they boost Tyler the Creators.
We should also ask the question for Lil Nas X and Khalid.
Absolutely. I would also ask the Frank Ocean. I'm not above approaching a bitch. And I love Frank.
I love Frank.
I love him. My God, today I love him.
Can make a song.
But them goddamn New Orleans children. I'm sorry, Louisiana children. They can make a fucking song. But if you love them so much. and they love you so much.
Because we haven't heard nothing from Frank since Blonde.
Exactly. And I think what bothers me most about him specifically is that he makes his personality of, oh, I'm just a really private person and I just can't handle the weight of society in itself. No, motherfucker. It's not it. It's not it at all.
Wait, you're such a private person and can't handle the weight of society. Bitch, Beyonce is right there.
But that's Beyonce. Beyonce is Beyonce. And these other people are other people because they are separate entities. That's not his issue. Your issue is you only like white men. And you can't be up here pushing music to black people and for black people and all this, that, and the third.
And pop out with it.
And you're on, the only person you hanging out with and laying up with is motherfucking Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Because they don't be cute.
They don't be cute. When they say the only two requirements they got... White and fat.
And granted, the ones he's dated, they don't be fat, but they still be fucking cute. They just white.
Sorry, y'all, I need some ice.
I think Tyler the Creator has done good for himself because of where Tyler started. His audience was already built.
Yeah.
Like, it was already what it was.
I think also with him and those little... That period of time with him and Jaden Smith pushed him further, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it pushed him further. When he popped out, or, like, popped out with somebody white, it was like,
Right. I mean, because it was... That part wasn't known. Speculated, but not known. But Tyler, the Creator, being the person that he was, like, as a person, it was already kind of like a, if he is dating someone... It's definitely someone white or Asian.
Yeah.
Like, an Asian girl, some white girl, because look at how he acts. Heavy on is the way you act. Like, yeah. So, when it came out that, it's actually a white man. Like, no one was surprised. Okay, his fans are already there. They were already mostly white anyway.
Yeah.
You have.
This is somebody who asks his fans to boo him at concerts.
Yeah. Like, because he just think the shit funny. He think everything fucking funny. He thinks everything is funny. But also.
In the same breath?
In the same exact breath. Does he go out of his way to overlook dating black people? Absolutely. Of course. He did it to his friend. Now, was that situation a little weird? Absolutely. Did said friend also go out and not only did you go out and start dating someone white, but you came on the fucking internet, on Mariah Carey internet, and said that you be inviting white men over and putting their feet in your face. Let me tell you something. I don't know a foot that's nastier than that of a white person.
Bitch,
in America.
I saw a white guy today, a white guy and a black guy, walking to the fucking pool in the parking lot, put down that little heel, had on nobody's shoe. I saw him lift that bucket, I said, that shit just black.
This is black. And that didn't even come from the pavement, bitch. That came from your shoes. I swear, God, I know for a fact it did. The amount of white people I have seen in flip flops or shoes barefoot. And they pull that motherfucker off, and the bottom of their feet is black.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bitch, if you go out there right now, walk out in that street, and come back in here, your feet is not gonna be black. It's not. It's not.
It'll be gravelly.
Yes, but it won't be black. It won't be black. If you go to your apartment right now, walk down the street, it won't be black. Bitch, that came out his house. That was in his shoes. And you know what they do? Go and lay up just like that. Just like that. He went to that pool and jumped his ass right in it.
Good thing chlorine is there. And y'all could never,
Jesus,
ever not convince me that whole Khalid outing exposing shit with that boy was not a motherfucking publicity stunt to try to promote an album that did not go nowhere.
Be see the albums. You know, Gideon's coming out with one.
Who cares? When people found out that he was a shitty person, his career went to. Yeah. You're a shitty person. You're a verbal abuser. What?
He's a man. I don't know why people are so shocked by that. He's a fucking man. He's a straight man.
I also want y'all to understand, do y'all not listen to lyrics? A lot of these niggas tell y'all in the lyrics. A lot of artists in general tell y'all in the lyrics. Jill Scott said, y'all be acting like so shocked when I talk freaky. Have y'all not listened to my songs?
I think that's what people need to get back to, listening to lyrics. Bitch, me and Demetri was on the phone. We were on the phone the other day. And he was singing that song. Oh, what's the name of that fucking song? What's the name of that song? We Are Young.
Tonight, we are young.
And I said, not just singing a song about abuse. And he said, what? I said, Demetrius, have you never listened to lyrics? And he said, I'm gonna be honest with you, like, no. He was like, I just be singing the song. Like, he was like, I know what it's saying, like, know what it's saying, but he was like, I don't know. And I went line by line, and then he said, oh. I said, you didn't put together that he literally said he had just bust this bitch in the face.
Yeah.
He had just busted the face. Their friends were in the bathroom doing coke.
Yeah. It be in the lyrics.
It's literally in the lyrics. If she's too drunk, he gonna carry her home.
It be in the lyrics. It be in the lyrics. And I just really want y'all to understand that. But yeah, that was a publicity stunt that did not go the way he thought it was gonna go.
For one.
We already knew you were gay.
Khalid already not that fucking cute. And especially, and I'm willing to agree with you with saying that, because what's that little light skinned boy name?
Which one?
The boy, the situation with it. What's his name?
Oh no, I keep up with that.
Whatever his name is, he has a history of dating black men specifically who are not quote unquote attractive up to someone you would expect him to date. He has a long history of it, starting with that goddamn Denzel. What's his friend's name? Is it Rodney? Ricky.
Yeah. I know you're talking about now.
Yeah, he was dating him when he was plus size, like with that motherfucking high top fade. For whatever reason.
No, the gays like them a fee. Like them a fade. High top. As I have high top locks.
That fool, he looked a mess.
Yeah.
He looked a mess even skinny.
Huh.
But I digress. But that boy, he has a history of doing that. But specifically, it's with people who are known, who have some leverage, you know, somewhere. Because I believe he's an artist. Quote unquote. Quote unquote. I don't know who's listening to that, but I digress.
That's why I'm just like, huh? I just, you know,
I agree with you. I do agree with you. Cause we ain't heard nothing else about it. Khalid ain't hit my timeline since.
And we ain't heard nothing in the music.
I keep forgetting he released the song.
He released an entire album. He released an entire album.
Did you listen to it?
I gave it a gander. And after the third song, I turned it off.
That's really good. Three songs. That means you really gave it some.
I tried.
That means you really gave it
a I tried. I got to give Miley Cyrus album a try again because. That means you really gave it a little listen. Huh?
You really gave it a little listen. Three songs. What was that? It was Sincere. Oh, he released the deluxe version. Pause.
String SOS 1 second. Okay, so I'm just gonna record over whatever that just happened. I don't know what happened, but we're back. Had to do a little listen party. That should tell you everything you need to know. You hear the silence?
It was one good song that spoke to me.
And why did it speak?
Because it was right in his pocket of it, whiteness.
Oh, okay.
It was right in his pocket. It definitely gave that location vibe. Now, don't get me wrong. All the songs cater to the whites. All of them cater to the whites. But that one song, I can't give you the name of it. I'm so sorry. I apologize. But it definitely was a nice, okay, here we are.
Cute.
Here we are. This is your pocket right here. But see, then every other song after that is kind of like a
Oh my God, bitches, happy Pride Month. I just thought about this. Be who you are, for it is your pride.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to the punks and the faggots.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the Fudge Packers, the Bull Daggers. Yeah.
I know that's right. I know that's motherfucking right. You know what?
Shut up. Go to you a pride or something.
Bitch, did you ever see? I was a post on TikTok and this nigga said, "Do studs die?" I ain't never heard of a stud having a funeral.
Good point. Good fucking point. Great point.
I ain't never heard of it. Bitches just live forever or some shit.
I think what happens is they get old and like they start back going by they ain't going by C Money no more. They going by Caitlyn, you know, Katrina, you know, Cassandra.
Here comes Hurricane, bitch. Katrina.
So I think that's what happens. You see, that just makes me creepy. I don't know. That's actually a good one. That's a really good one.
You always hear about the gays die.
Yeah.
But never the studs.
Yeah. I think they situations be more private too.
It do be more private.
Yeah. So.
And I don't think they're out here putting themselves in dangerous situations for no apparent reason.
Either. Oh, you say that. I think you just meant death in general.
No, I mean in death in general. But okay. The gays typically don't live that long. Do you not see the things they do? Not us, but. You know, people's horniness have led them to death. No?
You said us.
Huh? Huh. You said what?
You said us.
Girl, you know I'm deaf over there. Huh?
You said us.
What about us?
You said not us.
Not us.
Who's us?
We don't do none of that stuff. We don't do those things.
We say woo-hoo.
We don't do those things.
We say woo.
We are holy men of God.
We say woo.
We are holy men of God.
We. We sound like a French.
I feel attacked.
I'm so glad you specified that it's you.
I feel attacked. I do not appreciate it here no longer.
I appreciate you.
And I just feel as if I should jump off the balcony right now.
Oh my God. It's okay. You ain't gonna die. We eat that farm.
The bitch is gonna catch you. Oh God.
Bitch, get up. Girl, you got their branches hurt.
But you do have a point. It's either that. Or I think one thing to highlight, even when we look back at the late 70s, early 80s, when the AIDS epidemic happened, there was so much of a heavy focus on gay men and trans women. I think in many ways that lesbians were overlooked.
Well, yeah.
Like, because they were impacted as well. So I do think they were like, heavily, heavily overlooked. And even still, in most cases now, they get overlooked in things. I think people have to also remember that it starts with the L.
I was thinking in my head, you know, the L comes first.
It literally starts with the L. Like, there's a stark reason for that. Without lesbians, there would be no LGBTQ.
There would be no rights.
Like, they always have been.
At the front?
On the forefront, especially them butch ones. Because I'm not talking about them motherfucking things. I'm talking about them studs. I'm talking about them bulldaggers, them carpet munchers. I'm talking about them hard gals. Them tomboys walking around in their daddy's suit. Them bras have always been on the front line fighting the good fight. So, shout out to the bulldaggers. Shout out to the bulldaggers. Shout out to the carpet munchers, okay? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, just
I know good upstanding carpet munchers at that.
Wow.
I do.
Well, don't say nothing else.
Oh.
Because I felt like it was going to go farther than what it needed to be. Don't say
Nathaniel.
Don't say Nathan.
If you looking for somebody who's a good father to wish somebody a good happy father's day, find your bulldagger. I bet you she's somebody's stepdaddy.
They always are.
And a good
one. And I know a good one.
A good
I can call her right now.
I know good ones.
Always finding a girl with a child.
Good step-pappies.
I'm trying to tell you. And the kids always love them.
Sometimes I think it actually soothes their, like, maternal clock. I think it helps with that. I really do. I feel like there's a science behind it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because I also know too many studs who be dick dyking.
Dum, 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 dum.
You know, we actually get into FTM, so.
Dum, dum, dum.
I'm just saying.
This has really been a Rambo episode.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
We got
5 minutes.
You got to do something. I'm fresh off a trip, so
It was going to be by these singles, but I guess we'll say that the next time.
Yeah, we'll do something with them next time. They need a lot for them.
And the straining of their voices. Well, speaking of which, since we already here, let me ask this question. And I just want y'all to think this. Why are all these men singing alto? Damn, they're soprano. What are the tenors? Where is the bass note?
Where is the bass? Everybody's singing up high. Who gonna be the boys? Now, do I think we know that tenors have capability to move into that alto? But, like, it should not be sustained. If that's not your natural register, you gotta get from around there.
That shit hurts.
You got to come from round now.
It hurts. Trying to stay right there for a long period of time hurts and will damage your vocal cords. And you will no longer be able to sing.
And I think what's really good is, or what's really important, is to focus on how hard singers normally sing, black singers normally sing, and that is why we see so many vocal injuries to black artists. That is why they normally have to take long periods of times, like, to rest their vocals, things like that. Or we always see their nodes end up damaged and they be in danger of not being able to sing. Fantasia.
You're
in danger, Molly. Who?
Until you're in danger, Molly.
Oh yeah. Fantasia is a good one. She had that issue at one point. Like, several artists.
She also had it.
Yeah, gospel artists even. A lot of them suffer from that. Because they're always singing so consistently and they're always singing so hard. My cosmetology teacher, when I ended up crossing paths with her one time, about 4 years ago, and even she said she ended up leaving the church that she had been in for like 15 years. Now, granted, she went down there to the cult, but I digress.
Which one? The Witness? The Mormons?
Hell no, not the cult, but the Highlands.
Oh.
She went down into the cult. And she sings with them, but she says it's the best decision she's ever made for her voice.
Worship tones?
Yes, because she's not having to strain so much you not having to do so much to give so much of your voice all the time randomly, despite whether you feel good or not. And she said that's another thing she was experiencing, communicating, you know, that she would say.
He said at what's the thing called? Bible study.
What?
Why it seemed like he always had everything hooping and hollering for y'all to worship with, why he just can't sing a song?
Here's my thing with that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I think it's not about the hooping and hollering. It is about the song. So I tell people, singing is very important to me. The song in which I sing is even more important.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I can't connect with it emotionally, then I can't.
I should not be singing it.
I can't sing the song because I can't sell you the emotion that the song should be giving you. And that's any song.
Same thing for drag queens. Don't be able to perform no song you can't connect with.
I follow.
Performances I saw the other night.
So I really think it's that. Like, it's not that he's not hooping and hollering. Like, it's literally the fucking song. It's them cookie cutter ass songs they be up there singing. Them songs don't have no grit. They ain't got no oil. They ain't got no God in them. That's what the problem is. And I know it's a lot. And I've heard even older people say they have always wanted to get away from the heaviness of church music. They want something lighter. That's why some people have gotten into the whole Christian rap and upbeat. What you say they call it? Christian R&B? Yeah, whatever the fuck that is. Like, because they want to get away from the heaviness of it. But that heaviness, that's church.
Mm-hmm.
That heaviness is God. Like, it literally is. It matters. It really, I don't know what these folks be, I don't know what they singing.
Can I say I do love a good little soft one too? Yeah, I do love a good little soft one too. But let's also remember,
it's like it can be soft. But it's like, you know, I can't even name the songs they be up there singing. What's that? Mm-hmm. Was it King Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of walking through the night.
Beach.
Searching a place to hide.
It is same beat. Sped up. Every time he break into that motherfucker, bones. I literally think that it's the Lion King, because that's what I think about.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I hate it every single time they say it.
Lift me up. Turn me around, place my seat on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Hey, what's Chris? Get up out of that grave.
I hate that shit.
Yo, remember when I said it to you?
I hate that shit. So
how you know he get ready to go into it is every time he lift me up, turn me around, place my feet on solid ground. And then it goes into this soft ass song.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that goddamn
song. But one song I do love is, oh, let your worship.
I do like that one. That was cute.
Oh.
Lil Jamaica, oh, be up there.
Let or, it flow.
What's his name? Tony. Little Tony.
I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you think about me. Presence of the Lord is here.
I hate that shit.
But that's part of that song. But I don't be like, why are you doing all that growling with it though?
That part right there with him, I hate it every time. Every single time. I hate it. I hate it.
And he won't even finish. He'll go, it's like, and I can't wait. And I can't wait. And he'll stop right there. I'm like, yeah, because you can't hit that T. Because you already at the top of your register.
Yeah. It's that T saying, ah, shut up. Yeah, T saying, that's what that is. I hate it. I hate it. But the thing is, you also see when they flow into more worship songs, when they flow into those older worship songs, the spirit moves right on in. Because
every time.
People can connect with that. Even the young people, even the teenagers, they can connect with that. Because there's a feeling there. It's in the chords.
It's in the chords.
It's not just in the words. It's in the chords that are played. There are literal chords that connects with the spirit. It is a vibration. Like, even the voice.
That's something that people also study is chord theory. But you know.
Yes. Even the voice. There are certain notes that you can literally feel. Because the note is on a frequency. You don't get that out of those. The spirit don't be moving when it just be the worship songs.
They really don't.
It does not. It does not.
It does not. If he ever noticed, because they be talking about someone them picking them songs and y'all sing the same songs every single day. When we do move into those older songs, those old Negroes,
as I like Negro to call, spiritual,
it.
God, right on in.
Oh, now they ready for me. Hold on, let me get up. Yeah.
Like, because this time, yeah. Now you want church. Oh, you want me here. You want me to stand up for church, huh? Because see, this I can connect to. Because those songs, they had something. These worship songs we have now, they're just something to push out. Because we're not the only people sing those songs. White people sing those songs. You see, that's where they're pulling them from. It is making it their own. Hey, I can get that. I really can. But that other shit, I don't be with it. I don't like it. I feel like it's hard for them to choose songs to sing because not only are they heavy, but like somebody else got to sing. It can't be the same two people. It can't be the same two men.
No, you can't convince me nobody else wants to get up there and not do it. Because he said nobody else wants the stress of being in the front or like leading the song. You can't convince me, girl. You got a whole solo artist up there.
Not only that, he also got on there one day and said, you know, learning how to be humble, how to show humility. Yeah, you want to sing lead, but is it your time? It may not be your time yet, so you need to be humble and stay in the background. He said that. I believe that was in the Bible study too, like two or three Wednesdays ago. Yeah.
I probably had more likely than watch it.
You didn't. Because you did. You heard it.
I don't believe in that.
He said that.
I believe everybody needs a fair chance. If you can get up here and prove that you can sing it, go sing it.
That's also the problem. Everybody ain't singing like that choir, which is why they can't sing the heavy songs, because you need a goddamn choir. And them bitches are not singing. They up there hibbity hobbity playing around on their stage. They is not singing. Them folks is not fit. You know how hard it is to sing and skip? I can see the diabetes on stage. They not.
Bitch.
I'm just saying, like, it gotta make sense. It gotta make sense. And it don't be making no sense.
This was today.
You hear the people singing.
And this is what we're talking about. You hear them now?
Get the harmony. You got the harmony. You got life in. Oh, no. How many people on that stage?
is a full stage full of people.
Why sound like that?
Hold up. Right, somebody let me excuse. I know you about to hear Dia voice come punch into her. Love her, but her voice don't come punch into her.
The tennis. Where is the bass? I hear more altos in that tenor section. Those are not tenors. That is not bass. What is that?
And that's when I turned it. Then that's when I turned church off. I left it running too, by the way.
I know. A heavy, heavy,
you know,
deep spiritual Negro sound. Because it's about 20 folks on that stage.
The stage is full.
Oh, because it was first Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The stage is full. The choir is on the stage. You don't hear a choir on that stage. And that's what I mean. That's why it's hard for them to choose songs. Because how are you choosing songs but you don't have a choir that's singing? You have a choir that's present. You have bodies. Yes. You have bodies, but you don't have the voices. That makes no sense. And yes, the Bible says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Everybody is able to do that. But see, when we are talking about a choir, you need people who can sing. You need people who can blend. You need people who can hold a note. And not just any note. A good note.
This also goes back to, they practiced Thursday. And that was the only practice they had until Sunday.
And what did he say they be practicing for hours? I can't tell.
That's how long that was, like 2 hours.
That's it? Bitch, that's a warm up.
System, I came at the end of practice at one time for Easter, yeah. And it was like 7:30-ish.
That's a warm up. A heavy, what the hell y'all going? Cause this ain't perfected yet.
Apparently it wasn't, cause you heard the people off key, right, coming in on the wrong parts.
Like, right. But like that's a problem. That's a problem. The tenors ain't tenning.
Even the one that with the mic that be doing all the yelling, he's singing in the wrong spot. And he on the alto note. Singing hallelujah.
Everybody gonna be the girls. Who gonna be the boys? We don't need no goddamn male altos. If you got a full section, that was one thing, like when we were in gospel choir in high school, I didn't have a choice but to float. Because it was literally four of us. It was four of us. Four. We had one soprano. We had an alto who could be soprano. We had that one alto who was also helping out with soprano. We had Megan, who was a fucking tenor. And then you had me, who could float from tenor to alto and soprano if needed. It was only four of us. So you don't have a choice.
You don't have a
but
choice.
To make it work.
Me, I didn't have a choice because my voice couldn't get that load of tenor back. I was low between alto and soprano until I got by like ninth grade, and everything started dropping.
That makes more sense though. I think some people get stuck in the thing of, oh, you shouldn't be singing that high. You literally don't have the puberty, the literal testosterone for your voice to drop.
My voice to drop.
So it's going to drop when you get to that age, because that makes sense.
That's when I was able to float around the entire thing.
But I don't know what the fuck they doing. And that's what, that's why I be telling sister, I'd be like, I don't mind going to practice. But see, I'ma have questions. More so, I'ma have something to say. Because y'all sound a fucking mess. Y'all sound a mess.
And that's gonna be the end of us going to Rock City. There's other churches.
Man, yeah, I guess so. But they need to hear it. Like, somebody need to, and it bothers me even more because to have someone like James Fortune as your literal minister of music, who is an award-winning producer, singer, songwriter, he's award-winning, and y'all sound like that, is a slap in the face. Because it, the excuse cannot be used, oh, they're tired, oh, they spend so much time practicing. Oh, you practice one night out of the week. One night.
It's also the thing, remember when I told you I had first one, and I was like, you know, I've been prepared. And like I told her, I was like, so how does this work? Do I got to come in and sing? She was like, no. I was like, oh, I legit had a song prepared to sing in front of everybody, like every other choir I've been into. You got to stand in front of everyone and open your throat. And no, you just go and you just fall in where you see fit.
Fall in. You know what that? Fall in where I see fit.
So if I say I'm a soprano, you going to tell me to go to the soprano section?
Clearly. They not going to hear you no way.
And I do feel like when y'all sing as a choir, take the mics from everybody.
I agree.
Let's prove a point. Take the mics from everybody. If you're not leading the song, you should not have a mic.
I agree. But
only mics that should be up there is those.
I think churches have gotten into that whole thing is because we see bigger churches, even though their choirs can sing and their choirs are singing, they have the main people on the floor who have a mic. But at least we know all of them singing, they sound good. But again, their choirs are also singing. The choirs are.
And you hear the choir coming through their mic feed in the back.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd be like, is the mics for the choir even turned up?
No. I told you they weren't. I told you them folks went up there singing the first time I seen them. I told you they weren't. I can tell when a bitch is actually singing. And they do too much moving around up there, even when it's just the praise, they do too much moving around up there to be actually singing at all times. And that's why every time when they have a spur of the moment change, that's why it catches them and kisses them in the ass every time, because the sound team isn't moving fast enough to turn the goddamn mic on. Every time, it never fails.
I have no issues with the backing track. Even Beyonce has backing tracks, but let's make sure the backing track is not overpowering the actual voices. That's when shit gets rough, because of shit like that.
The backing track is right there to assist, not to be the main. And their back track is the main attraction. It's the main attraction. When you showed me that practice they were doing that one time, and I said, that's when they record right there. That's when they record how they want it to sound, how they envision it sounding for Sunday. And then as soon as they get in that Sunday and one of them make a change randomly, that's why can't nobody catch it. Because we pre-recorded this. And now you putting in extra words and you expect us to catch it right then. And guess what? They mics don't be on to catch it. So the back audio is playing one thing while the person whose mic is actually on, who's leading, is saying another. Because that's what happened three Sundays ago when we was there. When, what's the heavy set one? I don't know her name. When she had to come in to catch it, and when we pointed out when she did thumbs up, they turned the mic on.
Uh-huh.
That was that. Because they pre-recorded how they were supposed to. And when he changed the wording, nobody else was able to catch it. She was the only one.
I'm sure I'm about to put a choir together.
Then how you know they don't do choir competitions no more? That shit all that down. Get your ass up there and being birds.
Like a motherfucker. Anyhow. This has been fun. That bitch gotta go to work, girl.
What time you get up? Amen.
When the Lord.
Anyway, peace and blessings on the life,
man. Come on, pack these bags, I guess.
I need that favor.
The Chinese special. I got you.
Alright, peace and blessings, love and light.
Oh.